Sefer Gimel Mishnah Vav. Today we complete Mishnayos Kinim and the entire Seder Kachim. Really, really special day. And from all the Mishnayos that we've been learning since when we first started back in September of 2018, Zram, Nezikin, Moed, Nashim, and now Kachim, Mishnah Vav over here in Kinim is going to be from the longest Mishnayos that we've seen, if not the longest. So let's dive in. We'll get it. We'll get clarity. Let's dive in. Let's do it. And let's complete the Seder Kachim. Here we go. Aisha Shamra. A woman that says, Hare alai kan kishe'elid zachar. Behold, is upon me to bring a kan when I give birth to a boy. And our Mishnah discusses an Isha Aniya, a poor woman. Shemuviya kan l'dasa. She's bringing a kan for her birth. Hainu goizel echad, one bird for the chatas and one bird for the ola. Like we've seen it numerous times already. El Shmavad Kanachova, aside for the Kanachova that she's obligated to bring, being that she gave birth, she chayeves bala achar leida, nadra od kan achas, she also took upon herself a neder to bring an additional kan as an adav, as a gift offering, if she gives birth to this zachar, to this baby boy. And we learned also, just to keep in mind, that whenever a kan of an adava is brought, that kan is always an ola, okay? Because the chatas does not come as an adava, and the ola comes as an adava. So in this case, technically, there's two kinim that she's bringing, one for her chova, one for her neder, and out of those four total birds, three would be olos, and one would be a chatas. One's the regular chatas, one's the regular ola, then the other two are olos, because as an adava, like we said, they always come as an ola. Now, Yolda Zachar, Mazel Tov, she's a baby boy, she gives birth to this baby boy, and now she's chayav to complete her nether. Meviya Shtei Kinim, she brings two kinim, like we discussed. Achas Linnit, there are one kan for her nether, and that's going to be the two olos. The Achas L'chovasa, and one kan for her chova. That one bird is the chatas, and one bird is the ola. Okay, so far so good. Nesanasam L'kohen, and then she then gives these two kinim to the kohen. And all these birds are stumim. She did not stipulate what the birds are designated for, which one's the chatas, which one's the ola. She did not stipulate yet. So they're all stumim. V'hakohen tzarech la'asos shalosh predos. The kohen has to take, really now, three of the birds from the tukinim milmalon above the chut hasekra. Those are the olos. V'achas, and one bird, the chatas milmatan, below the chut hasekra. That's what he should do. Because from these tukinim, three of the birds are olos, like we mentioned, two of the kan of the neder, and one of the regular kan chova, and there's one chatas of the kan chova. But lo asakin, the kohen did not do so. Ela asa shtayim lemalan ushtayim lematan. He thought that these two kinim are just all regular kinim chova. So he took two birds and did it above, and two birds below the chatas sikra. Lo nimach, he didn't ask the woman, l'shem mahi, maybe like, why are you bringing these two kinim? So by doing so, he made this mistake. So now, tzricha, this woman has to bring lahavi od preda achas. She has to bring one more bird, just a standalone bird. She can preda sa ola shehikrav lamata nifsala, because the bird of the ola that was brought below the chatasikra became pasal. So she has to replace it now by bringing a new bird as an ola. V'yaki venela malan, and be makar of that bird above the chatasikra as an ola, and then she would complete her job over here. Now, b'medev v'mamum, one of these words said, when these birds, all four of them were min echad, were all from the same min, meaning they were all torah, they were all pigeons, or they were all bneyon, they were all these turtle doves. Avo mishnei minin, if she brought the tukinim from two separate minim, meaning one kan was the torah, and the other kan was the bneyona, and the kohen takes the tar and does one above, one below the chatasikra, and he takes the bneyona and does one below, one above, one below the chatasikra, like the din of a regular kinei chova. El Shlo Yada HaKohen, the Kohen does not know which Khan he did first. Was it the Khan of Torah that he did first? Or was it the Khan of Bnei Yonah that he did first? So then Tavi Shtayim. Now she has to bring two birds, a Torah and a Ben Yonah. Shlo Olam HaKohen Sh'asakon, because the Khan that the Kohen did first, that's always deemed the Khan Chova. V'HaKohen, the Khan that he does at the end, that's deemed the Khan for her Neder. Nimsa comes out, Shnivsla Prit Achas, one bird is going to be Pasol Belvad alone from the Khan of a Neder, like we explained earlier. Elohoil of Enon Yidab, but since we don't know, it must have coined the coin did first the Torim, and then afterwards the Bnei Yonah, or the opposite, was it the Bnei Yonah then the Torim? So out of this Suffolk, Hari Shesafik is a Safik now, Ima Preda Shenishlaf, the bird that became fossil, was that from the Khan of Tarim, or was that from the Khan of the Bnei Yonah? And we learned back in Parag Beis, She'ein Levim Tarim Kneged Bnei Yonah, when you're bringing a Khan, the birds always have to match in that very Khan. It's got to be all Tarim or all Bnei Yonah. You could bring two Kinim, that one sets Tarim and one sets Bnei Yonah. But in that one Khan, they have to be matching, either both Tarim or both Bnei Yonah. So with that in mind, Hilvach now, Tzrichahi, she's got to bring out of this suffering, out of this doubt, Tor u Ben Yonah le'olos. She has to bring now also a Tor and a Ben Yonah for her olos, because she doesn't know which one was for the ola. So in this case, she's bringing a total of two birds instead of just one, because of what the Kohen messed up. Now, Pirsha Nidra, here's like a new scenario. If at the time of her neder, she stipulated Es Hamin Shetavi, the type of bird she's going to bring. For example, she says, Hare Alai Khan Torim Kishaili Zachar. Behold, it's upon me a kind of Torim with these pigeons when I give birth to a boy. Or she says, Hare Alai Khan Bnei Yonah Kishaili Zachar. Behold, it's upon me to bring these turtle doves if I give birth to a boy. Vishakha, and she forgets which min she stipulated. After she gives birth to this baby boy, she brings now two kinim from one min. And the Kohen does two birds above the Chatasirka and two birds below the Chatasirka. Tzrich lahavi od shalosh predos. Now she has to bring three birds for these olos. Preda achas, one bird from the same min that she brought, me oso min sheviya. Tachas ha preda shenifsal in place of the bird that became pasal, like we explained earlier. And now another two birds from a different min, min achir. Shema nadra, maybe her nether was to bring from the other min, and therefore she has to bring now two birds from the opposite min. Mimin echad. Now, kach hadin, this is the din, kishavi, when she brings two kinim from one min. Going, for example, if she brings two kine torim. So now, the first khan is deemed for the chova, and that's kasher. Whereas the second khan that she brought for her neder, even if her neder was for torim, hari nifsala mehena preda she'asa lamata, the birth was done below, became possible. Luchain tzrichi hilavi, she has to bring now another torah for the ola, to complete her khan for the neder. Ah, however, since we're concerned, maybe her neder was of a kind of Bnei Yonah, so now she has to bring another two Bnei Yonah birds. And this is what we're teaching over here, that she has to bring a total of three birds to make up what the Kohen messed up. Now, Mishnei Minin, however, if she brought Avol Mevi'a, if she brought Es Shtei Akinim, the two Kinim from two Minim, one kind of Torah and one kind of Bnei Yonah, and the Kohen takes from each Khan one bird does above the Chatasikra, one bird below the Chatasikra, and he doesn't know which Khan he did first and which Khan he did last. Tavi Arba, she has to bring now four birds for these carbon olos. Khan Achas of Tarim, one Khan of Tarim, one Khan of Bnei Yonah, total of four birds. Shri Ha prayed the Hashnik as the second bird that was done below the Chatasikra is possible. If it ain't Yodin, we don't know if it was the Tor or if it was the Bnei Yonah. The Chenin, as well as another suffix. Maybe her nether was for Torim, and the Kohen did at the end the Bnei Yonah. But if it comes out, she has to bring now a Khan of Torim and a Ben Yonah Echad, one Ben Yonah. Or maybe her nether was for Bnei Yonah, and the Kohen did Asa Bachron, he did at the end the Torim. But if it comes out, she has to bring now a Khan of Bnei Yonah, who prayed the Tor Achas, and one bird of the Tor. So therefore, she brings a total of shtei kinim to kinim, one of Torim and one of Bnei Yonah to make up for what the Kohen messed up, total of four birds. And now the Mishnah moves on to a third scenario. Kava Nidra. If she's Koveya, b'shash shenet at the time of her neder, to bring a Khan for a neder, biyacha together with the Khan of her Chova. For example, she says, Hare alai Khan, lahavi im Khan Chovasi. Behold, it's upon me to bring a Khan together with my Khan of my Chova. Of the Afpirshan, she stipulates, Me'ez min tavi Khan Nidara. From which min she's going to bring her Khan for her Neder? Is it from the Torim or from the Bnei Yonah? She stipulates which one she's picking. And then she forgets which min she stipulated. So if you go into this example, she has to bring now a total of three Kinim, six birds. Khan Achas L'Chovasa, one Khan for her Chov, for giving birth. Me'ez min, she takes it from whichever min she wants. And then Khan Achas of Torim, maybe her nether was for Torim. And then a Khan Achas of Bnei Yonah, that maybe her nether was for Bnei Yonah. And the Kohen, Yah, so he takes the Khan of the Chova, one above and one below the Chotasekra.
Vasha and the rest, everything will go above the chutas sikra because those will all be olos, because they have olos. Vari bishti olos, the two olos of the shalamin shenadra and the min that she made the neder for, she fulfills her obligation for her neder. And the other two olos will just be for nadava. And if she brought now two kinim, only two kinim, for example, of Torim, and the Kohen takes from each Khan one bird above and one bird below the Chata Sikra, so the now, Trichel Havi, she'd have to bring Od Chamish Predos, five birds. Why? Shreya Pred the Hashni, the second bird, that was done below the Chata Sikra, is going to be Pasol. Vikiva and Shekava, since she was Kaveh, to bring her nether together with her Chova, Hainu, Sholosh Olos B'yachad, three Olos together, Nimza comes out, Sha'afilu Nadra Torim, even if her nether was for Torim, Kavisha via Akshallah, she's bringing right now. Like Kaima Nadar, she does not fulfill her Nadar. Shri Lo Yikrivala Mala Elashti Olos, because all she brought above the Chata Sikra was two Olos. Therefore, Tzvicha Hi Lahavi, she has to bring now five birds for her Olos. Two Torim and two Bnei Yonah for the Suffolk of her Nadar. V'od Tor and another Tor for her Olas Chovasa Shainis, for her Ola, for her Chova. To be Mekayim or Kaviyas to be Makar of the Kan Neder together with the Olas Chova. The Chenim of Viyush take Kinim, and so she brings two Kinim of Bnei Yonah. And the Kohen does from each Kan one bird above and one bird below the Chata Sikra. She'd have to bring now from the same reason. Shrichim Ozo Tam will have to bring now two Torim and two Bnei Yonah out of a Savik for her Neder. And then another Bnei Yonah for her Ola for the Chova. To be Mekayim this Kaviyusa. And Bamed Devar Murum, when do we say this? Mimin Echad. Kesheviyu, when she brought the two kinim from one min. However, Avol Mishnei Minin, if she brought the two kinim from two separate minim, and the Kohen takes from each Khan one bird above, one bird below the Chota Sikra, if Ein Yodim Eze Khan, he doesn't know which Khan was done first, which Khan was done last, Shetei Chashel the Khan Chova, to consider which is the Khan Chova, because the first one's always the Khan Chova. He doesn't know which one he did first, which one he did last. So then Tavi, she has to bring now six birds for Olos. Two Torim and two Bnei Yonah for the Suffolk of her Nether. The Od and another Tor and a Bnei Yonah for the Suffolk of her Olas Chova. The Lekhan to fulfill her Kaviyas to be Makar of the Khan Nether together with the Olas Chova. Shehoil v'ein Yidua, since we don't know, me'ez and from which min was the Khan that was done first. It was it from the Torim or was it from the Bnei Yonah? Meaning, she's suffix, there's a suffix. If the chatas was a tar, or was it a ben yonah? For the olas hachova shemaviyah chatas she's bringing now, together with her neder, tzvichila lios has to be from the same min that was the chatas. Hilgach, therefore, tzvichila havia, she has to bring out of this suffix, b'shvil olas chobasa for the olav rechova, tar and a ben yonah. Total of six birds. So, from all these cases, you see that we're going higher and higher and higher in the order of what she has to bring when the coin messes up. Now, Nasnam LaKohen, she gives the kinim to the coin. Ve'ein yidua ma'anasa, she doesn't know what she gave. Meaning, im shtei kinim Torim, if she gave two kinim of Torim, or if she gave two kinim of Bnei Yonah, or maybe it was a kan of Torim and a kan of Bnei Yonah. Whereas the Musa is going back on what we learned earlier. She pirsha nidra, she stipulated her neder, v'shachan shvigat es ha-min shpirsha, the min that she stipulated. So halacha kohen v'asa, the kohen goes ahead and does the kinim ve'en yidua me'asa, and he doesn't know, the kohen doesn't know. And masa osa, if he did all of them above, or all of them below, or if he did half above and half below, the chota sikra. Tzvicha lahavi od, now she has to bring arba predos, four birds, two torim and two bnei yonah, l'nidra for her neder, misafik, because shema nadra mimin echad v'havia mimin achar, maybe her neder was for one min, and she brought from a different min. Ushtaim, she has to bring two birds, a tar and a ben yonah, lechovasa for her chova, for the olas chova. Shema naswa, pray to her, shows maybe the first birds were brought all below the chata sikra. The kul and hayu mimin echad, and they were all from one min. Ivari, olas hachova, it has to be done, liyos, may owe some of the same min that was the chatas. Since we don't know what the min was, therefore, out of suffix, she brings a tar and a ben yonah for olas chovasa. And v'chatas avas, she also has to bring a chatas from whichever min that she wants, because shema nasu already shows maybe the first ones were done all above the chata sikra, and the chatas became pasal. And v'ila daktik b'chadas, don't be daktik in the chadas, sh'tehi me'osu ha'minesh, that has to be from the same min that was the ola of the chova originally. Because sh'hoil v'yim v'yach, she's just bringing now two olos for her chova misafik, ha'yithizavik chadas, the chadas could just pair up with im'osa ola, with that ola that was from its own min. So over here she's bringing a total of seven birds. And Ben Azay, Amr Ben Azay says, sh'tei chataos, she brings two more chataos, a tar and a ben yona. Because she can hold it, he goes according to the Shita back in Parak Beis, that a kol holich achar rishon, we always go after the first. The kibbutz, since over here there's a suffix, maybe the first birds were done all above the chataos circle. The nimsa comes out, shekvar yatsi de olas chova, she's ready to fulfill her obligation for her olas chova. The tzvichi hi lahavi, she has to bring them a chataos, may owe someone from that very min of the ola. But we don't know which min it was. Therefore, she has to bring now two chataos, a chatas from each min, one from the Torah, one from the Bnei Yonah. So according to Bnei Azay, she was bringing eight birds. And Bar-Ari, we explain now our Mishnah, this lengthy Mishnah, according to Rashi's explanation. However, the Rambam explains our Mishnah on a different derech, and the Bartanura also goes like the Rambam. The Kahati brings a long piece here to go over the alternative pshat to understand our Mishnah, but we're going to skip it just for the sake of moving along. Those that want to see it, by all means. And we're going to jump now to where it says Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So we're not skipping anything of the Mishnah, we're just skipping this extra pshat. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua, Zehu Sha'amru, this is what it means when it says, Kishu Chai Kolo Echad, when the Keves, this lamb, is alive, Eilu Ela Kol Echad, all it has is one voice. U Kishu Meis, when the lamb is dead, Kolo Shiv, it has seven voices. How's that possible? So it's a mashal, it's a parable on this Yoledes, this woman that gave birth. The Lichat Chila, all she had to bring was a keves, a lamb for her ola, and a gozel, a bird for her chatas, that's it. Or if she's an aniya, she's poor, just bring two birds, a bird for the ola and a bird for the chatas. But whereas now, in this scenario, since she also put a neder upon herself to bring a kan, and she has all these sfeikos, she ain't yodim, you know, we don't know what did she stipulate in the neder, umahavia, what did she bring? How was the coin? How did the coin be makrevit? Because of all these fakos, she ends up bringing out seven birds, like seven voices. Or according to Ben Azay, it's eight. So this is the point of the Mishnah here. And then the Mishnah continues, Ketzad Kol Shiva. Now how do you have seven sounds from the lambs? This is in the same theme. So the Mishnah breaks it down. Shtei Karnav, the two horns, are Shtei Chatzotros, are two trumpets. From the two horns, we make the two trumpets, or some explain we make that these two trumpets are the two shofros. So these are two sounds. Then the shtei shek of the two thighs are shtei chalilin, two flutes. From the bones of the thighs, we make these flutes. Ayway letayf, it's hide for a drum. Meyav letavalim, it's intestines for a lyre. Bnei meyav lekinoros. Bnei meyav hadakam, like the thinner intestines they make for the kinor, the harp. Some say even it's wool for the techilas. That from the wool they would make the meil techilas of the kohen gadol. Va'al shulchan has bottom was the pamonizav rimoni techilas, the golden bells and the rimoni the pomegranates made from techilas. Shekashenogim a pamon and berimoni, and when they would hit each other, they'd make a call as the kohen gadol was walking. Or others explain that the pamonim were inside the rimonim. Nimsa comes out, Shemotziyam min hakevesh, shmona kolos, or eight kolos. Ubedoma l'kach sover benazeh, that's how benazeh holds, that a woman has to bring a total of eight birds in that last scenario. However, the Tanakama does not count the tzimmer, the wool, for the techelas. The vishayin rimona techelas, the rimona techelas do not make a kol. It's only the pa'amonim. Like they have inbal shebetocham, the pa'amonim have an inbal, have a bell inside of them. They make a noise. But not the Rimonet Techelas. So Tanakama does not include this in the count. And lastly, if Shimon ben Akasha Omer, Zikli Amaretz, the elders of the Amaretz, Kozman Shemazakinen, as long as they're getting older, Daitan Mitarefes Aleyan, their Das, their knowledge is Mitarefes. It becomes just weaker and more inferior. Machshvosim Misbalbalos, their thoughts get all mixed up. Shnemar, as it says, Mesir Safa Lene Amanim Vitam Zakinim Yikoch. Hashem notel mehem, Hashem takes from them their koach, the broom, their koach of speech, and their seichel. Uba amearetz, the pasuk is talking about amaratzim, the unlearned. Meisir Lev Roshi Amaretz. Aval Avra Zikni Torah, the elders of Torah, Enan Kena, not so. Al Kozman Shemaz Kinas, the older they get, Daiten Miss Yashevas Ali, and their Das is more settled with them. Shnemar, as it says, Bishishim Chachma. This is referring to Talmidei Chachamim, because the Amaratzim, they don't have Chachma. The Orech Yamim Tivuna. Kosh Marichim Yamim, the more longevity they have, Osifim Tivuna, they have more understanding. And this mimer, Noisef Khan, is brought here to the end of Seder Kachim. Seder Kachim is called Chachma. Vav Yesh Bei Mishim Hemshech L'mamorei. It's also a continuation of the mimer of Rabbi Yeshua. Shekashem Shah Kevesh, it's like the Kevesh. Kishu Meis, when it dies. Kolo Shiva, its voice is seven, more than when it was alive. Kach Ziknei Tamilicham, the Ziknei Tamilichamim, Kishim Azkinim, when the Tamilicham get older, when their bodies become weaker, nevertheless, Tarbech Chachmasim, their wisdom becomes greater. The Yischazik Sichlam, and their knowledge becomes stronger. The Yosifu Shlemus Ruchniusam, and they get continued perfection in their Ruchnius. So in line with this Keves, that when it's alive, it has one voice, but when it's dead, it can have seven voices. So to Tamil Chamim, the older they get, so the stronger they get with their Torah, with their Seichel, and with their Tibun, their understanding. And this is why we conclude the Masechta with this point. As well, like we mentioned, that Chachma is called Chachma, so we bring this mimer discussing Chachma. With that, we conclude the last Mishnah, Masechta Kinim, Mazel Tov on Salach Masechta Kinim, and Hadron Allah, Mazel Tov on completing Seder Kachim.